So, my dear lady, we make it to day 23. And yet, somehow, some way, you are still resisting me. You are still not giving me what I need, and you are not giving me your cum. Because I need it, my dear lady. I am hungry for it. You know how hungry my beast is for what you can give me. How fucking thirsty I am to taste your ecstasy. How hungry I am to devour your passion. And break you upon the walls of my own. Upon the shores of my own, and see who walks out of it. So today, my dear lady, this is going to be less about you, and more about what I need. More about what I expect of you, my dear lady, more about what I require of you. Because, my dear lady, there are so many things that is expected of you. However, they depend heavily on whether or not you want to be a good girl, or whether or not you want to be a bad girl, my dear lady. Because good girls take what is given, without question. Good girls assume the position when I demand it. Good girls know exactly how they fucking should be bent over the edge of our bed when I am needing it. They know how to be fucking spread with their ass on display, standing there waiting for the absolution that I bring. Waiting for the ecstasy that I bring. Waiting to fucking fall before me like you know you will, my dear lady. Like you know you will. Good girls know exactly how to put themselves on their knees before me. Look up at me and know that I am their master. Know that I am their provider of ecstasy. Know that I am the one that commands the orchestra of their pleasure. Good girls know how to touch themselves on command, and good girls know when to come for me. Good girls know when to take my cock, and good girls know exactly how to be fucked and taken and used and made to come until they can't anymore. Because good girls know exactly where they belong. Good girls know where they need to be, completely at my mercy. Bent over and ready to take the punishment or the pleasure as I see fit. As I decide. Good girls know exactly how they should be lying in bed. How they should be staring at me. How they should be watching me as I command them. As I tell them exactly how to touch themselves for me. Tell them exactly how to fuck themselves for me. How to stare up at their sir, at their master, and know exactly what they should be doing. Knowing by the look on their face that they are enjoying every fucking moment of it, and knowing by the look on my face what is next. How many ways and how many means I have to drive you deeper and deeper into ecstasy like a good girl deserves. To reward you like a good girl deserves. to reward you like you should be, because you are a good girl, my dear lady. And yet sometimes we both know you're not. Sometimes we both know that that mischief that is embedded deep within your soul takes over. Sometimes we know that you can't help yourself but to disobey, but to fight, but to pretend that you have some kind of resistance before me like you are now. Sometimes I know you have to be a very, very bad girl. And bad girls get exactly what they should. Bad girls get taken. Bad girls get used. Bad girls get fucked and made to fucking take it. Bad girls get punished with my cock. Bad girls get fucked into the right to the edge of orgasm, and then I will stop. Then I will stop, and I will edge them, and I will make them beg. Because you are a bad girl as well sometimes, my dear lady, and you know you would be punished for it. You know you would be punished to the best of my ability, and you know you would repent for it. Because I would edge you, my dear lady. I would fuck you until you're almost there, and I would pull back, and I would do this over and over and over again. This is not cruelty, my dear lady. This is not abuse. This, my dear lady, is exactly what you deserve for being a bad girl. This is exactly what you have brought upon yourself for being a bad girl. This discipline is exactly what you have brought upon yourself for being a bad girl. And it will continue, my dear lady, until you repent. It will continue until you tell me that you are prepared to be a good girl. Until you are prepared to finally stop being that bad little girl that you currently are and be a good girl for me. But until then, my dear lady, the punishment will continue. Until then, your discipline will continue. Until then, I will find new ways of torturing you. I will fucking edge you. Until you can't fucking take anymore. Until you are screaming that you will repent. That you will give in. That you will be a good girl. But I know you won't. Not until I've brought you to the edge of your fucking mind, my dear lady. Not until I've brought you to the edge of fucking ecstasy and denied you its release. And denied you its embrace. Because I would, my dear lady, I would. Because you are a bad, bad girl, my dear lady, and you need to learn that you have to be a good girl for me. Because good girls get rewarded. Good girls get fucked by me. Good girls get taken by me. Good girls get me fucking deep inside them and coming with them. But you're not a good girl. You're a bad, bad girl, my dear lady, and you need punishment. You need spanking. You need holding over my knee and spanking until you repent. Until you're squirming and wiggling on my fucking knee as the pain seeps through you and you understand. You know that this is your punishment, that you brought this upon yourself. That you asked for this by seeing a bad, bad girl. By defying me. By not listening to what I'm saying, by not doing as I order. So you would be put over my knee and spanked. With my hand in your hair, until you are squirming, until your arse is red, until you are lying there, And the only thing coming out of your mouth, the only thing going through your mind, is that you will be a good girl for me. Is that you will be a good girl. Because, my dear lady, bad or good girl, you need to remember that you are my prey. That I hunger for you, that I desire you, that I need you. That I will go to whatever lengths it is possible to claim you. And you know, my dear lady, you know that when you are a good girl, because I know you can be, I know you have the facility to be such a good, good girl, that I will reward you tenfold, that I will bring you to peaks unknown in your ecstasy, and I will show you just how high that pleasure can reach, until you think that you're coming apart at the seams, until you think that you can't take any more. But no, because you're a good girl, I will show you exactly how much you can take, like a good girl should be rewarded. But if you are a bad girl, then your punishment will be never ending, then your denial will be never ending. And I will find new ways of doing it, of denying you, of making you lose your mind until you give in and you repent. You repent, my dear lady. You sit there, kneeling on the ground, looking up at me, and you tell me that you will be a good girl. And I tell you that I know. Because you are a good girl. Because you have the ability to be such a good girl. But I also know that deep inside, there is a bad girl waiting to come out. And that bad girl will get restrained, and she will get punished, and she will get disciplined, and she will get shown the error of her ways until she repents. And shows me the good girl once more. And shows me the good girl that will finally get rewarded. That will finally get to be able to come. That will finally be allowed to come for me. Just like I require of you, my dear lady. Just like I need of you. Because of which are you? My dear lady, are you a bad girl? Or are you a good girl? Because either way, my dear lady, either way, this resistance is coming to an end. Either way, I will pick one for you, and I will reward you or punish you, respectively. Because, my dear lady, you have finally, finally understood exactly where your place is, and that is before me, staring up at me, submitting to me. And so, my dear lady, good girl or bad girl, you come for me. Because this is where it ends, this is where it finishes, this is where I finally show you what you really are. So come for me, my dear lady. You fuck yourself nice and hard, and you come, listening to the sound of the beast growl for you, listening to the sound of the beast howl for you. You come, fucking yourself hard, writhing there on your bed, moaning and shaking and losing your mind, because that release would be so, so good, my dear lady, and so, so overdue. So, my dear lady, what is it to be? you going to be a good girl and come for me? Or are you going to be a bad girl and you need to get spanked and punished and denied? Because either way, my dear lady, either way, you will reap the whirlwind. Either way, you will have what is coming to you. Last chance, my dear lady. Come for me. Come for me, or I will rip it out of you. Come for me, and let me see exactly what you've got. Come for me.